discuss for a couple of minutes some aspects of the halachos of Zimun that perhaps are not necessarily widely known. First of all, just to start with the basics, there is a chiyuv of Zimun. Three men eat together, eat bread. They're obligated to make a Zimun. They're not allowed to just bench on their own without a Zimun and leave. So Zimun is a definite obligation. Not only that, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Zayin that if they're close to a Zimun, then it is a mitzvah for them to try to get a Zimun. So if you have two people who ate bread and there's a third person around, it would be advisable for them to give him something to eat in order for them to be able to make a Zimun. Similarly, if they're close to having a minion of 10 so they could say Nevarech Elokeinu, it would be proper for them to give other people around something to eat in order to be able to get up to 10 and to be able to have a Zimun. What does a person have to eat in order to count for the Zimun in that circumstance? So at some point I was told in my life that it goes by mizonos. If you're the third guy or the tenth guy and you have mizonos, you count, otherwise you don't count. That's what I thought for a long time. That's not exactly correct. So let's discuss this for a moment. Let's start with the easier case, with the case of 10. Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Tzadi Zayin that if you have 9 people, or even if you have only 8 or 7 people who ate bread, and 1, 2, or 3 people had something else to eat, doesn't matter what it is, any food, as long as they have a kezias of food, they can count for 10 people for the Zimun. So let's say that you have upstairs people eating together in the dining room, and 7 people have the leftover pizza sandwiches, or whatever the case may be, anything which is hamotzi, and 3 people have the fish, or even if they just have an apple, they can make a Zimun, and they should make a Zimun. They must make a Zimun of 10. Nevarech Elokeinu, Shechal Mishlo. Even if they don't have anything to eat, they just drink something other than water. Question, what exactly counts? They could still make that Zimun of 10. What about when it comes to a Zimun of 3?
But then you see at least 7.
7. 6 is not good enough. 7 people who had bread. What if we're talking about a Zimun of 3? So let's say 2 people had bread. If 1 person had bread, that's not good enough. But 2 people had bread, and they need a third. So what does he have to eat in order to be able to count? So here, the Shulchan Aruch brings 3 opinions in Kuf Tzadi Zayin Siv Gimel. One opinion says that he has to have bread. It's not good enough if he has something else. It's different than 10. When you have 7 people who ate bread, so there already is a chi of Zimun. Just to bump it up to 10, you don't need quite as much. You don't need quite as high a standard. But when you have only 2 people who ate bread, you don't even have a chi of Zimun yet. You need to establish a chi of Zimun by eating bread. But then the Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 other opinions. One opinion is that any mizonos would be good enough. And the third opinion says any food would be good enough. So the Mechaber doesn't really give a clear hachra. He says, l'chatchila, if you have 2 people who ate bread, and there's a third person around, they should try to give him bread to eat so they could have a Zimun. If he doesn't want to eat bread, they shouldn't give him anything. And this way, they avoid the problem. He doesn't tell you what to do if he had something on his own. He doesn't exactly say what to do. The Mishnah Brura, though, in Sifkan Chav Bey says, nowadays the minhag is, even l'chatchila, to give him anything and to do a Zimun on that basis. So if there are 2 people who ate bread, the Mishnah Brura would say, if there's a third guy around, give him a slice of apple. As long as it's a kezias, give me a slice of apple, and they will do a Zimun with him on that basis. Kol Shekein, if we're upstairs and only 2 people had bread and 1 person had the fish option, certainly they would make a Zimun counting him as their third. Nonetheless, there is an interesting difference between a third who had bread and a third who had something else, and that's in the following case. Let's say you have people eating together. Let's say 2 people eat bread, 1 person eats something else. And the person who ate something else made a bracha achrona. So that's it. There's no more Zimun. He had his bracha achrona. He had a piece of cake. He made an alamichya, or whatever he had. There's no more Zimun. However, if the third person had bread, let's say you had 3 people who had bread. Amazing. Halacha. And one of them leaves. He benches, and he doesn't leave. He benches without waiting for the Zimun. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Sif Aleph, if he's still there, the other 2 people can still use him for a Zimun, even though he already benched. They can still use him for a Zimun. He answers, the 2 people who are still benching now, who are making the Zimun, they are Yotzei, the mitzvah of Zimun, and the person who benched without the Zimun helps them be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Zimun. But he is not Yotzei, the mitzvah of Zimun, because he benched already without it. So that would be a fascinating difference, and a case where you could have a Zimun, even though the third person has already made the bracha achrona. Have a wonderful day.